Diary, May to June, 1879. May 20th to June 14th, 1879, at Kansas and Wisconsin camp meetings. May 20th, 1879. Campground near Emporia, Kansas. The sun shines clear this morning. I find myself prostrated with weariness. We took breakfast and dinner at a neighboring tent, rode to town and bought a few tin dishes. My lame hip troubles me considerably. My husband spoke in evening a short time. People are coming upon the ground all the time. May 21st, 1879. Kansas campground. I tried to prepare breakfast, but it was too much for me. I was prostrated by palpitation and too weak to sit up. Ate no dinner. Our company in the hack came at night, and we were glad to see them. The rest of the party camped 8 miles back. My husband spoke at night. May 22nd, 1879. Kansas campground. Meeting in the morning. Brother Corliss spoke. It is cloudy and wind is rising. Tent had to be staked. Our party came up this morning. Great time unpacking and arranging our things. We met upon the ground the husband of her who was Emma Sturgis. He was for years opposed to the Sabbath, but his way has been hedged up and he has been brought to poverty. He is now softened and subdued and is prepared to submit to the claims of truth. Both are ready to do anything. Mr. Smith has been a lawyer. He has education. Has been a teacher. His wife and himself have both taught in the normal school. They will go with us to Colorado. She will work for us. I am some exhausted. Spoke a short time in early morning meeting, and again in afternoon, and a short time in evening. We have about 300 on the ground. Quite a number attend our meetings from the city of Emporia. There is quiet and no mob, as has been feared. The Methodist camp meeting has been broken up, and no camp meeting has made a success of holding meetings through because of disturbance of weather. I am too sick to give report of the meeting. May 24th, 1879. Kansas campground. It is a beautiful morning. The sun is shining brightly, and a cool breeze is blowing. All business is laid aside. The hush and quiet of the Sabbath reigns upon the encampment. We feel deeply anxious that God shall come nigh even in our encampment. Elder James White spoke in the morning meeting. Elder Corliss spoke in the forenoon. June 13th, 1879. Wisconsin campground. We arrived at Madison at 4 p.m. Elder Decker was upon the platform to receive us. We rode in a hack to the ground. We found a tent prepared expressly for us, floored and carpeted, containing 2 beds, chairs, table, washstand, and every convenience. In the rear of the tent, we look out upon an expansive lake called Fourth Lake. This is a beautiful encampment upon the borders of the lake. Our tent is within 50 feet of the lake. We had some conversation with Sister Stillman. She remains with her mind enclosed in darkness of despair, which has closed her in. It is difficult to talk with one in this situation, as Satan with his wiles and artifices is at hand to put thoughts into her mind, and we have to be guarded in speaking with her, for she exaggerates our words and is an apt lawyer to make out her case. May our Heavenly Father roll back the clouds and let light into this sister's mind. I understand her history, and all I can do is to present her case to the Lord. If she would only humble her soul and cast her helpless soul upon Jesus Christ, light would come in. It is difficult to help a mind that appears so hopeless. But many have been helped, apparently in a more hopeless condition. At the commencement of the Sabbath, we assembled under the tent. My husband spoke from the 58th chapter of Isaiah. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? Etc. Verse 6. June 14, 1879. Wisconsin Campground. Rested well during the night. We had prayer meeting under the tent. It was an interesting meeting. The Spirit of the Lord is present. We took breakfast in the tent adjoining ours and were made sorry to see butter and cheese upon the table. Both are injurious to health. I understand our people had discarded these things, but they are again using them. Health reform is not carried out among our people as it once was. Some are departing from the health reform. I am sad. The Sabbath school is organized. Singing. Interesting meetings, but it seems so hard for some, even for their conscience's sake, to deny themselves the things that do not tend to health. We felt drawn out to speak to some on this subject. I shall not be clear unless I speak decidedly, for the spirit of self-indulgence will increase unless we take a decided stand. I have had grace given me to present decidedly the subject of health reform. Butter, cheese, flesh meats of dead animals, rich cake, and poor cookery create disease and will certainly corrupt the blood, bring disease and suffering, and pervert the discernment. I beseech our people to consider that health reform is essential, and that which we place in our stomachs should be the simple nourishment of good, plainly prepared bread and fruits and grains. I shall have a much sharper testimony to bear on this subject. We must deny perverted appetite. I urge upon our people to learn the art of simplicity in eating. When will our people heed the word of the Lord given to caution them?